Welcome to the Philharmonic Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 10:19 Greenwich Mean Time, and today is December 19th, and it has been a relatively quiet day for stock markets, although we have had a little bit of action in some of the industrial metals, which have firmed up a bit here today. Looking at stock markets, the Hang Seng rallied from those November lows today and improved by about 1%. But it does really, given the fact that this is an enormously volatile stock market, it would really need to put together a couple of more days like this one, or a substantial upward dynamic similar to what we saw back in early November. But it's bouncing from an area of prior support. The same can be said for New Zealand, which had fallen really quite stubbornly over the last 3 or 4 weeks and came right back to its August lows, but bounced a bit in here today. Not to any fantastic extent, and certainly not in a dynamic fashion, but has encountered at least short-term support in this area and would really need to break below today's lows to offset scope for at least a short-term rally in here over the next week or so. And looking at some of the other Asian markets, Taiwan was another market. It had broken down below through its August lows, but rallied well over the last couple of days, broke back above, I think it was 8,000, the 8,000 level, and looks a bit more positive. But again, that is also a market which really does need to hold it above these lows to offset scope for a further correction. So not certainly not out of the woods yet, although we have put together a couple of rather positive days. Korea also improved in here today. India, which had what I think can be described as a failed breakout earlier this week, was a little bit steadier in here today, and still a tower of strength in relative terms, but it does look like we're going to see some further ranging activity because it's unlikely that a market such as India is going to be able to make all-time new highs all on its own without other markets at least being on the positive side of things. Right across Europe, it was a relatively quiet day. The DAX was probably one of the better performers, as was the FTSE, but relatively quiet generally, and the same can be said for Wall Street. The Dow was only down 25 points, and the Nasdaq Composite was up 5, so a relatively steady day. But it does really point towards just further ranging that we're going to see in particularly those Western European markets. A number of those markets which have pulled right back to those mid-August lows, they have the potential to rally somewhat over the next couple of days, provided it's relatively benign. We have a relatively benign background, and of course, coming up to Christmas, trading is going to be relatively thin, particularly into next week. So there is a chance that we're really starting to wind down coming into the Christmas period. But there is something more to report really on in some of the other markets. Treasuries were up another half point here today, so 100 and, well, almost 116 points on the 30-year. That's 3 days in a row, rather substantial gains, and this market has certainly put in at least a short-term low, and there's a good chance we might see some ranging around or a very gradual decline in the government bond markets, which is certainly a positive from the point of view of the stock markets broadly. And there was an interesting piece of news today, which was relating to the interest rate environment. You had the Richmond Fed's president, Lacker, saying that we were going to have very weak growth in 2008, and while he also said that they were going to take each meeting as it comes, he was anticipating very low growth for at least another few months. And while that is certainly not saying that he's expecting a recession, very slow growth or very weak growth, as he put it, does point towards further rate cuts, and we can probably anticipate further rate cuts over the next couple of meetings at least by the Fed, even though they are certainly very vigilant on the inflationary front, as are a number of other central banks. So the extent of the rate cuts when they finally bottom is probably not going to be nearly as much as some of the some commentators are anticipating, but I think we will see at least one or two more, primarily because the Fed's mandate is to protect growth in a non-inflationary environment. And if you have very, very weak growth, then you're certainly not going to be getting inflation on consumer spending or anything like that. And the inflation that they do have, which is in food prices and energy prices, is largely out of their control. And of course, as if we do have a major spike, particularly in food prices, that will be something that will have to be dealt with, but it's not the case right now, and there are plenty of other factors that are holding inflation in check to a large extent. And looking at the precious metals markets, well, gold started out relatively weak, but made up most of its loss and closed relatively flat on the day, only down. Well, actually, it's up in trade at the moment, but it's back above $800 nonetheless, and that's quite positive. And silver is also holding above that $14 level. It's at 1422, so quite positive. And platinum is at 1523. So again, another good day for platinum, breaking upwards, holding on to that gain above the 1500 level, and this is really quite a substantial breakout. And it won't be too very long, I suspect, that before this breakout is noticed by some of the other precious metal traders. And of course, the longer that platinum can maintain this break, the greater the influence that's going to have on some of the other markets. Gold is certainly leading silver at the moment. And when you look at the ratio of gold against silver, particularly over the last year, you'll see that gold has outperformed really quite considerably. But silver is generally a late in the move catch-up play, and when it does start to move, it moves really quite considerably and indeed very quickly. And that's why I would be very reluctant to be too bearish of silver, although gold is certainly the better performer of the two in here right now. Industrial metals also had a relatively good day in here. Copper was up over $7, coming back towards that $300 level, and it will be interesting to see whether it will falter there or whether it will be able to push back up through that cent level. And lead also was up in here, back above 2500, and nickel up 800, so bounced again from that 25,000 level. There is certainly some at least relatively important support at this 25,000 level. I suppose it's a big round number as well, but it does look like that while the industrial metals are in a corrective phase and certainly in a medium-term consolidation, broadly speaking, some of those metals that have been hit the hardest are relatively steady, and they're not coming down in a very, very fast fashion, particularly something like lead, which had been relatively close to its all-time highs. So we do have a degree of two-way trading in a number of these industrial metals, and I don't think it'll pay to be very bearish in the sector, although certainly the bears or the short positions have paid off over the last couple of months. And looking at the currency markets, well, the dollar was marginally weaker in here today. Sorry, marginally stronger, excuse me. And looking at that dollar index, it's been steady for the last couple of days, pushed up a bit in here today. You had the pound falling below $2, and that's a rather important move, and $2 was a big number for the pound. And if it sustains this move below $2, that means, I suppose, that markets are pricing in quite a few rate cuts, and the interest rate differential between between sterling and the dollar contracting quite considerably. So it will be an interesting one to watch exactly where the pound is going to trade from here. But there is a chance, I think, that it could come a little bit lower. And looking at the euro, really quite steady, but the dollar index pushing up a little bit out of this short-term range we've seen over the last week. And no signal yet that this dollar rally has ended, and the chances are that we will get quite a good dynamic to tell us when this dollar rally has ended, and there's no sign of that just yet. And looking at the soft commodities, well, corn, soybeans, and wheat all had relatively good days in here today, and wheat almost countermanded yesterday's negative trading. And we are seeing really just a very short-term consolidation below $10 in wheat. Soybeans is also very much very consistent within its uptrend, and corn, excuse me, creeping back up towards its highs near 450. So really looking very positive there. And looking at sugar back above $10, nearly $11, excuse me, on the US traded contract, that is looking quite important and does look like a breakout from its base. And cocoa up marginally in here today. Coffee was relatively steady. So what we're getting is strength right across this sector. Orange juice, of course, also looking quite a bit firmer, having found support above its lows. And I think that this will increasingly come to the attention of investors. We have that big USDA report coming out on the 11th of January, and depending on what kind of impact that has on the markets, it could garner quite a lot of attention to the sector in general, particularly to the grains. But the fact that so many of these soft commodities are performing is certainly not going to be a point lost on investors, particularly those that treat the market as an international beauty contest. And we want to pick the best relative performers across asset classes, and that is certainly in the soft commodity sector right now. I thought it was also interesting looking at that table that I posted in comment of the day today on the best performing sectors. And I suppose it's easy to be gratified that a number of those fuller money themes have been in the top performers in the S&P over the last year. But I suppose looking forward, a number of these indices, particularly the diversified metals, have at least hit medium-term tops and are consolidating right now. But those are quite tight consolidations, and as soon as they break upwards to new high ground, I think it would be a very good signal that they're about to reaffirm their uptrends and push further up. And of course, we have property and banks right at the very end in terms of performance. And I don't think anybody out there is predicting that these are going to perform next year. But given the absolutely unrelenting bearishness that we're seeing out there, personally, I'd be surprised if they are in the bottom 10 just as they are this year, next year. And I wouldn't be at all surprised to see them more in the middle of the field. But that is a contention that has no evidence in technical fact right now. But I wouldn't be surprised to see it happen. And with that thought, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.